What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We talked about doom scrolling yesterday. Today we're going to follow it up. You don't really know how bad it actually is for your health, but Rebecca will tell you here in just 1 second. But first, Rebecca, it is time for you to celebrate.
She was at her lowest. Her career was in shambles. People thought her 15 minutes of fame was over, but now the pop girlies are quaking because Mudang is officially a signed recording artist.
A hippo?
The Thai pygmy hippo who captured hearts internationally because she is bouncy, sassy, and wet.
Who's not looking for that?
Abby, is that what you have in your Hinge profile? That's what my dating. Yeah.
You change it to that, you'll get a lot more swipes.
Turn it up.
Has anybody created a Tinder profile for Mudang and put that in there?
Oh,
you need
great.
To create a Mudang Tinder profile today. I swear to God.
Let's set a new location and see who can get more swipes, Mudang or Abby.
Oh my God. It is on today.
You guys are just kicking me while I'm down.
Well, she's been officially signed by the Thai entertainment company GMM and has released a song in Thai, English, Chinese, and Japanese. She's international. And I have a sample of this song here.
It is better than the Jason Kelsey, Stevie Nicks song. Uh-huh. It is better than the Dave Portnoy song.
Country Diddy.
And it's better than the Mark Zuckerberg song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that we heard this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't bad.
If it comes on in the club, watch out.
Yeah, it's still absolute garbage, which I think means the gays will love it because they eat that up. It'll be on some like playlist on Spotify.
All right, now that they have licensed Mudang's likeness, all right, I want to know, does Mudang get a cut of the profits here? Like, does the zoo that she's in, are they going to get some profits from this?
I assume that, yeah, like a cut of like the sure. proceeds must go to either her and her mother, since she is a minor.
And then they can, and they can spend it on some Ozempic.
They can get more hose.
Or another plastic pool for her to swim in.
Aww. So much vegetation.
All right, watching that or watching Mudang will take you out of your doom scroll, which Rebecca is here to tell you is really super unhealthy.
Absolutely.
I think we all know that, though.
Right. Yeah.
Quick survey for everyone. When you first wake up in the morning, do you immediately reach for your phone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Wow.
Do you get?
I mean, to turn off my alarm and see if I got a text, but otherwise I don't open social.
You don't start scrolling immediately?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, half of you are mentally ill. Half of you are not yet in danger.
Okay. Hey, Abby, here's to the mentally ill.
Woo! You're assuming it's you guys.
It was Harvard Medical School who recently published a report claiming that scanning headlines on social media is an insidious threat to your mental well-being called doom scrolling. And you guys talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Cassie, you mentioned that you've considered quitting social media for good because of what you see on there.
Yeah, it's just an influx of negativity. And don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about ignoring everything going on in the world. It's just the salacious headlines are meant to make you click things. And so it's doom. It's all doom and gloom, and it's too much.
And it's the way it's reported also with the obvious slant, you know?
There's no bias out there. What are you talking about? Right.
Probably a good idea to quit, but unfortunately, some of us can't quit social media, like me, for example, because of job.
It's in your title.
No, that is an excuse. That is an excuse. You don't need to be doom scrolling first thing in the morning for this job.
We need TikTok trends.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up.
What if there's big headline news that comes out overnight? Well, that's why I do it.
Well, you get that. I mean, I get it from the services, or you go to different websites for that, but I don't sit there for an hour and doom scroll right off the bat to find out what we should be talking about on the show.
Oh, I don't do it for that long either because I wake up too late because I don't give myself enough time to get ready and get here. Right. So I do it for 5 minutes just to see if there's anything like pertinent that I need to be aware of.
Well, I do it all day. And
you're dedicated to your job.
I am. Dr. Aditi Narukar of Harvard Medical School thinks it's not going well for me because our brains and bodies are expertly designed to handle short bursts of stress. But over the past several years, the stress just doesn't seem to end. This constant consumption of distressing information leads to both mental and physical effects.
I feel it. Like, I feel it, like, as far as not just nationally, but universally, that we are now inundated, thanks to the internet and now social media, with so much news and a lot of it being bad because that's the clickbait stuff and that's the stuff that sells, that I feel like everybody's pinging. Like everywhere you go, everybody's just pinging and we're one little nudge from just falling off the cliff.
That's so funny you say that because there's now a new condition called popcorn brain, which is a biological phenomenon where it literally feels like your brain is popping because you are so overstimulated by what you're seeing online. Mm. And my brain has been microwaved.
is it burnt?
It's a little smoky. The cure to this, unfortunately, is logging off and engaging with the real world. And that sucks because I'm addicted to social media. Mm-hmm. I come home from working on my big screen to relax and enjoy my me time on my little screen. But because of this crippling social media addiction, I feel I have the expertise to give the people real alternatives on what to do when you need to stop doom scrolling, but you want to get that same hit of dopamine you might receive from something like reading a tweet where someone observes that Elon Musk looks like a crash test dummy that wished upon a star to become a real boy. What's better than that?
Are you going to tell everybody to get their sourdough starter going again so we can start baking bread?
God, no.
Whipped coffee.
So here's a brief list of what I found is similar to those dopamine hits you get online.
Okay.
Right. Number one, sex.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember correctly.
It's still fun.
Yeah. I've heard it's fun. It releases good endorphins. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not really an option for some of the involuntarily celibate people like me and Abby.
Involuntarily celibate.
So if that's not an option for you, go look at your dog or look at your cat. Literally just look at them and acknowledge their presence.
I noticed you didn't say kid because that'll...
Some days good, some days bad.
Sometimes that's not a dopamine hit. Sometimes it's a cortisol hit.
Could be an option.
Yeah.
Close your laptop, put on some headphones, take a long walk, and listen to a podcast. I actually have a great one to recommend. It's called The Burt Show. If you're listening to this on The Burt Show podcast, then you're from the future, and I need you to listen to me closely. Take out your phone. DM me the winning Mega Millions numbers. I'm talking to you specifically. All right, when all else fails, there's one thing you need to buy. Do you guys know what this is?
A box.
It is a little box.
What's in a box?
Is it that little knitting thing?
Okay, this is a blind box, and I am obsessed with these. They are little collectible toys from either Japan or Korea. They are mysteries, and on the sides, they have a bunch of little characters that you can find within the box. The theme of this box is potatoes in the bathroom. Here's what you need to do.
What?
Look at the side of the box. This is potatoes in the bathroom. I could get potato drying hair, potato brushing teeth, potato shaving, or tater on the toilet.
Tater on the toilet. Is it tater on the toilet?
Make a wish.
Give me tater on the toilet.
Tater on the toilet. Tater on the toilet. Give me tater on the toilet.
What is it?
All right, here we go. Who is it?
Oh, wait, we're cutting open the package.
I got to cut it open.
These are the kind of events that happen to me when I'm on Delta 8.
Come on.
And I didn't take anything this morning.
All right, come on, tater on the
tater, toilet.
Come on, tater on the toilet. It's potato blow drying her hair.
I'm disappointed. It's just like the internet.
I like that your solution to not scrolling through capitalism on TikTok is to participate in real world capitalism instead.
Always be a consumer.
I was reading the other day that now officially Americans are spending 1/4 of their day consuming content. So that's online, sad. Social media, watching a TV show, whatever. 1/4. Now, that doesn't even include the 8 hours that you are sleeping.
We're not really living, are we?
No, not
at all.
Not really living. But thanks for listening to The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.